President Bush arrived in Evian, France today for meetings with leaders of the world's most powerful industrialized nations. Mr. Bush's visit to France brings him to America's oldest ally, historically, and the most vocal opponent to the U.S.-led war in Iraq. The president's foreign travels this weekend also took him to Russia. There, Mr. Bush and President Vladimir Putin sought to patch up their differences over the war in Iraq, while also celebrating St. Petersburg's 300th anniversary. NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports that Presidents Bush and Putin called for joint efforts to limit nuclear proliferation.
What a difference a couple of months can make. Vladimir Putin had been one of the fiercest critics of the war in Iraq, but speaking with President Bush at a restored 280-year-old Tsarist palace here, Putin made clear that dispute was now in the past.
I don't even think that we have ever had any insurmountable or problems that cannot be overcome. The most important thing is the presence or absence of will or a will to address those.
This Bush-Putin rendezvous was full of the fuzzy words of mutual admiration that have characterized the relationship between the two men in the past. Before ending their meeting by patting each other on the back, the leaders stressed their personal friendship had not suffered because of Iraq. And Mr. Bush said Russian companies may well play a role in the rebuilding of Iraq.
Russia's had a long history of involvement in Iraq, and the Iraqi authorities, when they're firmly in place, will make the decision based upon that experience and based upon their country's best interests.
The two leaders also called for North Korea to abandon its nuclear program. And President Bush indicated the U.S. and Russia were moving closer on the issue of Iran and its alleged nuclear ambitions.
Russia and the United States have mutual concerns about the advanced Iranian nuclear program. We understand the consequences of Iran having a nuclear weapon.
In the past, the U.S. has urged Russia to stop helping Iran build a nuclear power plant. The Bush administration says Iran could divert the technology to make nuclear weapons. But President Putin insisted that the issue had never been a serious threat to Moscow's ties with Washington.
The positions of Russia and the United States on the issue are much closer than they seem. We need no convincing about the fact that weapons of mass destruction proliferation should be checked and prevented throughout the world.
There's still no indication, however, that Russia is willing to consider stopping its nuclear cooperation with Iran. And President Putin made it clear that he believes that American and Western companies may really just be out to stop Russia from gaining a foothold in the largely uncharted Iranian market. That seemed to be just about the only sticking point today, however. And to demonstrate that U.S.-Russian relations had weathered the rift over Iraq, President Bush invited Putin to visit Camp David this September, an offer the Russian leader indicated he would accept. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, St. Petersburg.